Dogim shahol bakar. Very important sugya. Rabba Amar, asa lachem mekutach. Shmuel Amar, mut lachem mekutach. So here the question, the first question is it dafka olu or even bishli? Okay, Rashi says, dogim shahalu minatzli, so you have a piece of hot fish, you took off the grill, and you put it on a flesh of a plate. So also lochem kutah, the fish are basa nice and tam, nice and mem tam. So in other words, the fish, the hot fish, received tam from the flesh of a plate. And now you're going to eat it together with the kutah, with the cheese dip. There's going to be a problem of basa mechalav, tam of basa mechalav. That's Rav. Shmuel says, no, it's mutter. It's mutter. Rav also nice in time. Shmuel says, mutter, it's nice in time, bar nice in time. It's what we call not bar not. What's not bar not? Nice in time, bar nice in time. The Hainu says Rashi. Im hoy muvashom im basar mamish, I also lacham akuta. You take fish and cook it with meat, or we don't do that. We take a chalent, take potato, and cook it together with your meat in the chalent. So that potato has absorbed tam directly from the meat, and therefore you can't eat that potato with cheese. Okay, the nice in tam rishon have a kibasa gamur, meaning you take milk, hot milk. In a flesh of plate, because there, it's not barnat. It's really, it's also not barnat, but it's not barnat the isura, because when the what's not barnat, yeah. I mean, the tam goes into the plate, then it comes out into the food. Okay, so over here, you know, Rashi. Rashi lost a little funny. Rashi says it's tam rishon hava, the basa gomer. Right, it's a little funny lashon because it's not really tam rishon. It's really not barnat. Right, the milk, the tam of the flesh that goes into the plate. Yeah, and now you have your hot, your piping hot onion soup with cheese. Yeah. So now Rashi is saying that even Shmuel's mind that's awesome. So, Pasha's the reason is because the tam that comes out goes directly into the meat, into the milk. It's different than the case of the dog, where it goes in the dog, and now the tam that's in the dog is not barnat tam. Mela, you can eat with the kuta. Here, the tam of the milk of the meat goes directly into the meat, so it's rei basu cholov. You know, it's really not barnat. Anyway, avakarizu hiatz mein and a basar. Okay, so that's not for now. Now, according to Rashi, we're talking about a plate, not a pot. So Taisa over here makes a point about this. Okay? So Taisa. Now, B'shem Rashi, Pirish Rivan, Chosnoi. Okay? Dafka Olu Sharu. Amazbashlu Asa. Okay? The Gechat Tam Choshe. So here, very important discussion. What happens if you cook your parva soup in the fleshiga pot, the cholim pot? You cook some potato soup, okay, the barley soup. So now, can you eat this barley and potato soup with cheese? So the fish that was on a fleshiga plate, that Rashi says, that's okay. But you cooked it in a fleshiga pot. Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivan, was made. The Rashi said it was aser. Okay, ma'isa shaya, beitz shes mashal b'kteir shel cholov. Aser la'asemenu malaisa shel basar. They cooked an egg in a there was the opposite in the milk pot. They want to use that egg to make some type of stuffing with meat. Yesh levi ra'ayel dvarav. Yeah, mitznayin shechotch besakin the also lechle bekutach from the agav chorkvei bolatvei mechashik lechatayma And his mashal garments night. So Taisa says, I have a right to Rashi. Because later on, the Gemara is going to talk about, if he caught snoin, the flesh of night, we had it before also, yeah? So you can't, that onion or that radish cannot be eaten with milk, right? With kutah. 1 second, says Taisus, okay? It doesn't make sense to say that ducha sakina, when it's cold, yeah? And we say it's davar charif, is going to be more chamor than when it actually cooks. Now, the amount of time that comes out with ducha, davar charif, Taisus is assuming, it can't be less. Yeah? It can't be more time than if you actually cooked it. So therefore, if you cut an onion, flesh and knife, you can't use that onion for your cheese dip. So Mela, it makes sense that if you cook parva soup in a flesh and a pot, you can't eat that soup with cheese. Miu. Oh, but he says though, Rashish Tasai that we had, that learns in the case of the knife, shechatchu by tznayin. It's talking about a knife that had shamlunis coated on the knife. It's not a clean knife. So melefinzeh, it's not right. So over there, there's the end of the shamlunis of the basar. That's why you can't eat with the kutach. Hashem came when it's cooked. You know he cooked it. Kasayif, the pot was clean. So mele. We lose the dafka Rashi's tasai. We lose the right, but still that's Rashi Shita. Okay. However, Taisa says that this is what the Rivan was made b'shem his father-in-law, but he says Taisa's b'tech loshin akuntris in our sugimash meichelit. Why? The leil gabenais tamenais and tam peru akuntris noyim shalom basam mamish. Oylecho chol bekara, the Rashi we just read, moedish mold asa. Tam nois and tam rishon. Mashdech brushoi, mishol and basa, who da asa? Taiz is medayik and Rivon is made b'shem his father. So Taiz says, okay, you know, you be made. I got Rashi in Meseches Chul in Kufin Aleph and Beis, we just read, and Rashi tells me, Shmuel says, not by not his mother, but that's nafka not by not. But, if you take a potato from the talent that's mamish cooked with the meat, that's Shmuel's mother's aser. Or if you take the milk, the hot milk, and put it into a fleshka bowl, that's a problem. Vice dies, anything less than that. But if you cook your barley soup in the cholent pot, then that's still not bar not. So Taisa says, very nice your edus, but Lule, your edus, I'm learning Rashi in the sugya. It's mashma to me that olu is lav dafka, and even by bishlam. Okay, so now that bishlu is like olu. Bishlu is not more common than olu. Agapan ma'isa, yeah, mechleik is rishayim. And 2 days brought down shulchan aruch, yeah, in siman tzadi hey. It says, Dogum shes mashlu, oishen nitzlu, b'kadeiro, shabasa. Yeah? It's mashlu, yeah? Shein, there's no shuman. Mutalach l'makuta. That's what Machab Paskins. Machab Paskins like Taisus. That this mashlu is also not barnak. Okay, so we cook parva soup in a flesh of a pot, you eat it with milk. That's the machat. The Rama says, Chat Zot Rama, Yesh machmir mitzliya ubishal, less than nap or not. Vaminug, less than chatchil, says the Rama, b'diyev is mutta b'cholinyin. What does it mean b'diyev is mutta b'cholinyin? It means, if you have your barley soup, yeah, you cooked in a flesh of a pot, and you put milk in it. Yeah? You put cheese on it. And b'di'eved, we're saymuch on Taisus. Even by Bishol, not by not, is mutter. B'di'eved. But b'di'evit means not that you cook the soup, now you're allowed to put the milk, the cheese in. B'di'evit, you put the cheese in, that's called b'di'evit. You're allowed to, you don't have to throw it out. Okay? So if you cook, yeah? Something pariv in a fleishika pat? What?
Pasta.
You cook pasta in a fleishika pat? Yeah, my mistake. Then you went and put cheese in it? Okay? You're allowed to eat it. Okay?
If it was the pot, then it would only be allowed the yellow. The cheese.
No, the cheese. Wait. Rashi told us that if you put the milk in a fleishika pot, you can't eat it. That, then the milk absorbed the tam basa from the pot, and that's going to be a problem. Okay? It's talking about you cook the pasta. Excellent example. You cook the pasta in a fleishika pot. You put the pasta in a dish, okay? And then you put the cheese on the pasta. Then, but the oven, you're allowed to eat it, you don't have to throw it out because it's not barnat. Now, what about, there's one more point. What about not barnat with a not lap? Not lap is nice and tam lefkam. Dahainu. Till now we're talking about a pot that's a ben yaimer, which means that it's a fleishik pot. What makes it fleishik? Within the last 24 hours, you cook meat. You cook cholent. Yeah? But, let's say the pot has not been used for the last 24 hours, and now you went ahead and cooked your parva soup. So now we say that the tam of the meat that's in the soup, yeah, is ainu ben yaimer. And therefore, it's nice and tam lefkam. Bad tam. And therefore, if you already did it, okay, then, so now you have this, the pasta, okay, they cook in a fleishika pot that's not a ben yaimer pot, then you're allowed to put cheese lechatchila. Once you cook the pasta, you're allowed to put cheese. Now, over here is a big question. Are you allowed to do lechatchila? Are you allowed to cook pasta in an ainu ben yaimer fleishika pot? Okay? Al das to mix to put the cheese in. So this is a big question. Because meaning ainu ben yaimer, right? Hooray, you're not allowed to cook milk in an ainu ben yaimer pot. Let them have a different scenario. Yeah? You have a fleishika pot that hasn't been used in the last 24 hours. Okay? And by mistake, you cook milk. You cook a milk soup, yeah, in this pot. What's it in? The soup is mutter l'chatchila to eat. Okay? Because the tam that went in is aim and yaim and tam, a nice and tam of tam. The milk soup is mutter to eat l'chatchila. Okay? Now, the pot is going to be awesome. Nitagola, because the pot now has blees of fleishiks and milchiks. Even though it's aim and yaimer fleishiks. But just like I can't use an aim and yaimer pot, the chatchila, that the gzerim, Medina the Gemara, the gzerim aim and yaimer at the ben yaimer. So now I have a pot that has aim and yaimer fleishiks, ben yaimer milchiks, I can't use the pot for either one. I need a kasha of the pot. Okay? But the pasta, you put the cheese in, that's mutl chatchila. Okay, aim and yaimer. Now the question is, this is Machlekes going to Chayadam. What happened? Are you allowed to take any miyame pot to cook your pasta? I'll das to put cheese on it. That's a big discussion, and that there's no clear achra. The going is mashma. That's also that's mutl chatchila. He said. Then why can't I cook milk in a flesh and a pot? I might cook in a ben yaimer pot. Yeah? But he says, Mashenkin Khan, that ben yaimer mutta medina. In other words, over here, when I'm cooking pariv, right, there's no gezeira. Because mikra then we paskin, that not barnat is mutter. Yeah? Not by now is even by cooking. Like Yirma said. b'di'evet it's mutter, right? We hold that the mikra did it's mutter, right? So there's no gezeira. Chayadam argues. So, a little bit of a mini share on that. No, this is the mamish. You say this. No, it's a pashki. You have to know this is my mamish. Aleph Bey is a basa b'chala. Okay, so if you learn the Gemara, you know, get a quick share on it. Okay. Now, Zog Gemara, Bahadur Rav, La Meferish Itma. This whole din of Rav, famous Shita is Rav, that Daksh Ol Bakaira is Mutalecha Makutach. Rav never said those words. Rather, El Makhola Itma, the Rav Ikla Leber Rav Simi, Barchia, Barbarei. Yeah? Rav came to visit his grandchild, Barbarei. Chosh Beinov, he wasn't feeling so well. So of the way, Shaifa, Bitsa. Yeah, so they gave him, they made some shmirachs for him, something to ease the discomfort of his eyes. Shaifa, right, some meshicha, mesammanim. They cooked up some mamanim and made some type of mix for it, right? And they put it on a plate. Yeah? And he used it, right? It's okay, when he felt better, they gave him something to eat, and they used that same plate. They cleaned the plate, and they used it again for the chol, whatever they were giving him. Yeah, Tom lay time with the shaifa. She said, "You know, I still taste the flavor. I taste the flavor of that shmirach that you gave me from my eyes from the plate." Omar. You have time to cool a high? Yeah? You have time to cool a high? Okay? That Ramesh, you know, it's cool. It's Rashi. Chayz of nice and time of Bishnah. It's such a strong flavor that the flavor of this Shmirach went back into the food they gave me. Oh, so that was what the Gemara thought. What do we see from here? Rashi says, Rav hold and Apanat. Is considered tam nami, yeah. So, Mel, just like Rav tasted the flavor of this shmirach, whatever it was. So too, if you're cooking potato soup in your chalom pot, it's gonna have tam basa and it's gonna be awesome. So it's more of v'loi, fake news, yeah. Shani hasan the nafish mirara fake. Over there, this was some herbs, very strong herbs. So maybe that's why Rav tasted it. But to take from here, Chadish Ho'alacha, that, I'm saying, the Napanat is Aser, that you can't take from here. Okay? Oh. Now, the Magen was an interesting story. Yeah, Rabbi Lazar, Habakayim Kameh Demar Shmuel. Okay? Aisul kamei dogim shol b'kara b'kochel b'kutach. They brought in front of Shmuel, right? Shmuel holds not by not his mother, so they brought Shmuel. You know, no problem. They dog shol b'kara. They served Shmuel some fish in a fleshka plate, and he ate it with kutach. No problem. Yeah. Oh, yov lei. So Blazer was visiting Shmuel. They gave Blazer also to eat. Yeah, v'lo yachal. He didn't eat. So it's amalei. Shmuel said, "L'rabach yehivi lei v'achal at le'achlis." Here we gave it to Rav, your Rebbe. Dog shol b'kara, and he ate it b'kutach. And you're not going to eat it. Also, come with the Rav. Amalei hada be'mar b'shmaitzei. Yeah. So, you know, so apparently, even this interesting, because Mara before said that it was just, wasn't necessarily Rav Shita, right? But I guess now the Gemara seems saying Rav Lazar knew that it was Rav Shita, yeah? So Rashi says, he asked Rav, "Why, you a Chayzer? Are you telling me? I'm hearing stories that they gave you Daksh Ol Bakara, and you ate it with Kutach, as the Shmuel's claiming. Amalei, Chasle Lazare, Da'aba Baraba. Delicifully, meaty, boy, severely. Yeah? Chas v'shalom, that Abba Rabba, Avua de Shmuel, Rashi says, Hava, v'chos of God l'haya. Abba Barabba. Meaning, I guess he's saying that Shmuel is Abba Barabba. Meaning, I guess Shmuel's father was Chasa. I guess it means Shmuel the Chasa. Because the bottom line, he says, the Chasa Shalom, that they didn't, Shmuel never would never give me something that I hold as Aser. Fake news. It's a made up story. They never get Shmuel never gave me Dag Shalom Makar, they ate it with Kutach. Fake news. Yeah? Oh. So there's a point over here, which is a little bit off the page, but there's a question over here, right? Now, if I hold something as mutter, and you hold it's aser, am I allowed to give it to you that you don't realize? Am I allowed to give it to you? Yeah? Knowing I hold it's mutter, you hold it's aser. Is that a problem with the ever? So there's a ritva in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah that you don't base. Gemara, we had a story over there that Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna hold that the noise Sukkah that's more than four tefachim away from Tzach is a problem of Tzach Pasal. Okay? Because it's not bottled to the Tzach. It's four tefachim away from the Tzach. It's not bottled to the Tzach. It's zoned in. Mela in itself is Tzach Pasal. Good, depending on how much Tzach Pasal, you have to know if it'll pass on the Sukkah. The Gemara brings down a story that Rav Chisna, Rabbi Rav Huna came to visit the Reish Galusa on Sukkot. Rav Nachman was the Reish Galusa's son-in-law. So he gave them a sukkah to sleep in while they were visiting the Reish Galusa on Chol Hamoed. So but the schach, the nice sukkah in the sukkah that he gave them was more than four tefachim away. And they slept in the sukkah. So he asked them, "Oh, you changed your mind? What happened over here?" So he said, "No, we're shluchei mitzvah. I mean, we're patim asukah. They came to mekabel pnei the reish kavusa. So oisik mitzvah patim a mitzvah. Well, the reason why we slept in the sukkah, that's we don't have to sleep in the sukkah at all. We're patim asukah. Okay? Says the Ritva. So one second before Nachman knew that they were shluchei mitzvah, oisik mitzvah." So why did he give them that sukkah? He knows that their sheet is they can't sleep in such a sukkah. So how do you give them such a sukkah? Yeah? Why the neighbor? Says the Ritva. But some say that we see from here that if you hold its mutter, it's not a problem for the neighbor. Or Nachman held its mutter. So you know they hold its aser. I'm not being machshel you. You got a problem, you think it's aser, that's your problem. As far as I know it's mutter, I'm not going to be machshel you. That's what some want to bring right from that Gemara. So after Ritva, yeah? Oh, Ritva adds a very important knage, that Afa Pishi Yideh V'Chaveir Shu Aser L'fi Daitoi V'Chaveir Baal Hayra, yeah? Shamaichol Hayigam Kein Roi Lo Hayra. So it's talking about the guy that's giving it to him, he has a shita. Meaning, Rav Nachman was Talmud Chacham. Rav Nachman knows the sugya inside that it's mutter. It means he holds its mutter. Not just that because he's Sephardi, he's Ashkenazi, and he's Sephardi, he's holding like the Mechaber, and not Bernard is mutter. Yeah, right. He doesn't know anything about the sugya, right? He just knows, Manan Bet Yosef. So okay, so that's not then that won't be had. It's only if you know that it's mutter. That even the Siyash Ayin was saying, only then is a mutter to be machshel the guy. Zogdur Ritva, okay, that's the Shita of Siyash Ayin. Zogdur Ritva, there's no riot that you're allowed to do that, in case the guy doesn't know. Because in the case of the Gemara and Sukkah, Harei, it was quite clear that the Noi Sukkah is hanging down more than four tefachim. So I'm not being machshel you, I'm giving you a Sukkah. You want to sleep in the sukkah? It's very clear that there's a problem with a nice sukkah over here. If you're going to sleep, maybe you change your mind. I don't know what your issues are. So Mela, but let's say it's something that you don't know. Then there's no raya. Dr. Ritva, brings a raya from our Gemara. Yeah? It says the chulin, chosel zare, the abaraba, lisli, midi, loisvirali. What is Rav saying? Chas v'sholem, that Shmuel would give me not bar not, yeah, dak sh'ol bakara, together with kutach, knowing that I hold that it's aser. It never happened, fake news, right? So what do we see? Why not? Why not? Shmuel holds that it's mutter, right? Right? Shmuel holds that it's mutter. So he's not being machshumi. Shmuel holds that there's no problem. Rav has mishagas. Rav thinks that it's aser. Okay, it's his problem. I'm not being machshulim. As far as I'm concerned, this is totally mutter. Am I being machshulim? No. I heal this aser. He's wrong. He's making a mistake. I'm not being machshulim. So, but the Gemara says, Rav says chas v'shalom. Shmuel would never do that. Says, but what do you see from our Gemara? That I, the Gemara in Sukkah, Teretz is nafkamina. And by us, if I give you fish with a cheese dip, you don't know if the fish was on a flesh plate or not, right? So it's not nicker. So that's why here we say you wouldn't do it. Yeah? Shankin over there, the noise took his mutter, different. I'm allowed to give it to you. That's the buzz, Michalik, yeah? Between our Gemara and the Gemara in Sukkah, but if it comes out, the bad sem, according to this Gemara, it's aser. It's aser to machshel someone knowing that you hold it smooth. What?